Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Well, welcome back, Mission Accepted listeners and watchers. We are so excited you are catching us at the beginning of yet another brilliant year. 2025 is on fire. I don't know. Have you been seeing what's going on out there in terms of people grabbing the passion inside them and just really choosing to make a difference? There is no sector that I see that happen as much as I do in the sector of direct sales and entrepreneurship. I mean, let's face it, most of you listening to us are probably entrepreneurs, and you're definitely attracted to this podcast because you too either have or want to get into the world of direct sales. And we have gathered with us today an incredible group of experts, people that love this industry as much as I do. I say if there's an equal, you know, equal opportunity employer in the world, this is the sector that we're chatting to. So we have some incredible people. Now, I know that a lot of you are listening while you're driving to your, you know, next cool event or what have you. So just keep listening. Don't, you know, but those of you that are watching, because we're doing a group show, then I'm going to get our guests here today to just like do a little wave so people know. I mean, Timothy, you know, I'm going to, you know, Timothy Alexander. I mean, I think it's going to be a little bit of a giveaway. You're
I mean, good company.
You're a token animal. All right. And we have Holly Harriman. There you go. And then we have Carol Patrizzi with us today. Hello. And Yvette Durazzo. Thank you. And Carol Kolpeman. Oh, Carol, there you are. Great. So we're going to talk to you about the power of direct sales. We're going to hopefully excite you about the year that you have coming and all of the things. Direct sales are interesting. The beautiful thing about direct sales is that it covers every country. And it covers for everyone's story is so interesting, how they got involved, why they got involved, what sparked that inside them, how much they decide to do this. So let's talk a little bit about how people got involved, because that might be your story one day. Anyways, let's start with you, Miss Carol Patrizzi. What got you involved in direct sales?
Well, hello and welcome. And hey, Deb, thank you for having all of us. I got started. My daughter-in-law's mother asked if she could spend the night and do a presentation. And we went into that bathroom and she washed her face more beautifully than I've ever seen. And I said, oh my goodness, I'm not your girl. She told me what was going on. I barely washed my face. However, she introduced me to the business and I fell in love with what it does. Like you said, it's equal opportunity like no other. And then a year later, I found an incredible product that I believed in. And it's been a ball. I love it. And the global reach is one of my very favorite parts.
Awesome. So Carol got involved in this beautiful sector of direct sales, which is, you know, the interesting overarching for us today in the bathroom. That's perfect. I absolutely love that. Now let's just flip to the other Carol. Carol, how did you get involved in direct sales?
Well, one of my friends is loves the glitter, anything glitter. And she invited me to a party and she says she wears everything like she's on a chandelier. She's a chandelier. So I was just like in awe and I loved the jewelry and I decided to start. And that's how it happened. That's how it happened, basically.
You got invited to a party and the glitter swooped you up. All right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And Yvette, what brought you to your business?
Well, I don't sell direct products. I sell services, as you know, Deb. And what brought me to this field of work, I would say that it was my master's degree, but in reality, it was the inspiration of the father that I had that was a tremendous leader in the community.
Mm. Nice. Ooh, so there you go. The power of mentorship.
the power of mentorship. And here's the interesting thing. Sometimes we don't see ourselves as mentors, but people listening to this podcast, they're like, right? And we are always learning, but we're really, if you've got some traction, in that tire, you're also acting as a mentor when you speak. So thank you for that. And Holly.
Well, I was working in the fitness industry, but like in the corporate end. So I was vice president of a multi-million dollar company, very successful. But on the side, I also taught fitness classes, and I had a fitness passion. I got cast in a fitness infomercial called Turbo Jam, and then I was just kind of like in that space. And then that company actually launched an MLM, formerly called Beachbody, and that's I was invited to a meeting. I signed up. I said, I don't know if this is gonna work, but I'm gonna try because sounds like fun and fitness is my jam. So I did that, and that's how I got introduced this to this. Although now I'm with a different company.
Yeah. But you know what? I think that's the beautiful thing about this industry in particular, and why having a group, we made that decision, like, what are some of the group sessions that we want to do? Is introducing people to platforms or people's journeys, because let's face it, people look and they go, oh, you do that and you've always done that, and that's what you do. But there is journeys to where we go and what we do. That's why on our book, and that's why we talk to entrepreneurs. Because you could do more than one thing at one time. Or you, one thing does merge and lead to the other. So, Tim, sure. How did you get involved? How did you get involved in the sector? What tinkled you?
I could talk about so many different reasons here, and what the ladies touched on there, obviously parts of that, but really, I had a call from a buddy, a friend of mine that I had known for several years, and I thought he was calling me about a new golf club or a new car or a trip or something that he had taken, and he said, "I've got this great product, you've got to try it." So I did, and that was it. I was sold. I was in.
Right. And for some people, it can happen that quick. When people are needing a service, right? When people are needing a service and you're there, they've got some, and it's a perfect match right away. Sometimes it's curated. Like we talk about media, media is the instant long game. There could be someone that watches this show in 2 years from now, and for them, it's the perfect time because they'd never heard it before and they heard it from you, which is why interesting in the world of entrepreneurship. Many people can do the same thing, but we attract a different crowd. Do you know what I mean? I just love that. Or a new country opens and you decide, oh, I want to get up earlier. Let's talk about the true story of on, of building an international business. What time did you get up this morning? But that's a whole different ballgame too, right? I see Yvette's nodding her head because I know she goes down to Mexico and what have you. But when you meet someone and you know something, like I've known Yvette for quite a time, and then ironically used her service, and then sure enough had a conversation with somebody else, and what we've been chatting for a year and a half, and I'm like, I know the person that we need to talk to. Sometimes it's not right away, and then sometimes it's exactly the magical moment. I love that. So outside of what we do, outside of what we do or what we distribute, whether it's a product or service, there had to be a decision to take on the mission of being an entrepreneur. And what was your reason for that? I know my world in direct sales, I had a reason that made that opportunity more inspiring. Now, never mind my 19-year-old daughter was like, let's do it, let's do it. And I said no 6 times. And then she won because I'm a weak mother. You know what I mean? I'm a weak mom. And the product worked, you know what I mean? And all the things. But really, what was, Carol, what was your reason for going into entrepreneurship, this or otherwise? Like, what was the calling about?
Carol Patrizi. Okay.
Yeah, I'm starting with you.
You're right. I'm sorry. My really and truly, the opportunity for multiple sources of income. I am an entrepreneur, if you will. And with this as one of those, it just again creates an opportunity, if chosen, more free time, more time with my kiddos. Now, also with my grandchildren, it's continued to be a gift that way, in all those ways. And really and truly, not only financially for myself and for my family, but for those that do not have anything. It really is a way. There's no ceiling. It's how much do you want to put into it? And you can put a lot up front and not as much in a few years. The industry, the way it works, and how many people it positively impacts is really and truly, it just continues to feed positivity on in every area of life.
Wow. So your reason is multiple, really.
Yes.
No surprise, like an entrepreneur, right? But that reason. And Carol, for the other Carol, for you, what was your reason?
I like the freedom that doing this, so I can make as much money as I want to, as little as I want to. And another thing is, I think it empowers women if they want, if they really like jewelry, it just wearing it makes them feel better. I often find that anyway. And so it's part of empowerment, and it's part of the freedom, you know, financially to do, make as much as I want to, or as little, and set my own hours. And I really like that.
Yeah. Freedom's a big piece for entrepreneurs. Freedom's a very big piece for entrepreneurs, being able to navigate and work around. Yvette, what about for you? The reason you decided this entrepreneurship was the route for you?
For me, it was the sense of the contribution that I could make into this world. I'm a Pisces, a sign of water. The Pisces are also very communal oriented. And it was fulfilling that inner need to be able to feel connected to the outer world and be able to be of value and of service to others. And that's how I felt the connection that what I'm doing or how I'm helping and providing services to people are in reality, even though that I'm working with leaders, I'm on the other side, I'm also touching that human being that it's a parent, it's a community member, it's a board member, it's somebody in society that impacts other people as well. So I feel that ripple effect that I have as I work with people, and that really fulfills me quite a lot.
And I think that's amazing to say, like I was saying earlier, that just being on this show, just sharing, you become a mentor. And we know, I mean, there's books written on, how many handshakes, whether it's six or seven. I think that's always the ongoing debate on how many people we actually meet. But when you are in entrepreneurship, when you are working with people, that affects people, whether it's other people in the office, other people in the corporation, other people in the entrepreneurship journey, or the other people in the downline, upline, sideline, all the things, it's a multiple response, right? So powerful. Holly, what about for you? What was like the reason?
Well, a couple years before I got wind of the opportunity, or before it came my way, I actually had gone through a pretty gnarly divorce, and I had a terrible lawyer. And so I left that relationship with a couple hundred thousand dollars of debt. I upside down on the house, upside down on three vehicles. It was crazy. So even though I had a very well-paying job, and then I had this side hustle in the fitness industry, I was completely broke. And so when the opportunity came my way, I was already working 60, 70 hours a week. I was like, I cannot take on another job physically, mentally, emotionally, anything. But this I can do maybe in 30 minutes to 90 minutes a day. And it grew from there. So that's why I joined.
Thank you for your transparency. I think that a lot of people, I always say that, some people were dragged to the meeting. Some people, when we talk about Mission Accepted, even in the intro, some people have their back against the wall, right? We've said many times in the world of entrepreneurship or direct sales, some people get up in the morning and get on their knees and pray for an opportunity, whether it comes in the form of an email or a form or a podcast, whatever it does. Much like yourself, I had very similar situation when an opportunity came by, and I was saying no to my daughter nine times because I didn't have the bandwidth. I didn't have the bandwidth. And I called this woman and said, if it will give me this much, was not a small number. And you play this role in it. And she's like, let's do it. And much like you, it was a successful experience for me. But and like Carol said, what you can and cannot put into it. And I think that's the beauty around this whole sector and about entrepreneurship in itself is you are really self-directed, right?
A lot of times the learning of being a successful entrepreneur is about learning how to be self-directed and the skills that it takes within that. But in our direct sales community, you get to have that as a collaborative. So thank you for sharing, because sometimes it's like, it's the lifesaver. It's the saving grace, right? And Tim, your reason.
Oh, a couple of reasons actually very quickly here. You know, there's a story where I was speaking with my dad one morning. He's 82 years old, and I just found out he had neuropathy. Just found out. And literally 10 minutes after that, I had a phone call with a good friend who presented me a product for neuropathy. 12 days of using that cream, that gel, his symptoms were gone. That was the first thing that really pushed me over the top for this. But the second reason, and maybe the biggest reason, was, you know, I was a police officer for nearly 20 years. And my whole mantra was, you know, service to my community, service to my province, service to my country. And I just felt all the time, all the while, that there was a bigger calling, some bigger way for me to reach more people, to help more people, to serve more people. And I believe this is it. This is my calling. This is where I'm meant to be. And simple as that.
Right on. It's simple, but it's beautiful. So look, the cool thing about getting into a whole new thing, a whole new world, branching or creating a new division or doing something more for a revenue stream or impact or what have you, is that there's, you know, interest, fun. I always say there's fun things that happen and then there's funky. But then there's, right? That's the truth, right? We're called Mission Accepted. We don't really lie here. But there's some really cool things that happen, like those surprises. It could be someone you meet. You know, my son just went and did a big event last year, and his whole dream with his business was to meet a certain person, right? He wanted to meet Snoop Dogg. Well, he met Snoop Dogg's manager. I mean, who knew? It just happened to be one of those cool surprises. It could be a personal development piece for you, or it could be that you met someone or you saw someone heal from something. But what's one of those cool surprises that have happened to you as either being in the sector or taking on the mission of being self-funded, like something fun? So I'm gonna start. Well, Carol, I'm gonna go back to starting with you to make it easy for the Carol. But like a cool surprise, like, woo, this was worth it. The funky was worth it.
You know, the funky was worth it for me and for our family, because I did not say yes at that time to what Renee had introduced me to. However, just as you have said, Deb, year and a half later, we have a conversation. And like you said, once you fall in love with this industry, you're in it. And it is a journey. And it has been incredible because we now work together so closely. Our families travel much more together. We share grandchildren. She and I can go on a business trip that we're writing off as family because we're working while we're there.
Right.
It's turned into more fun than I ever dreamed imaginable. You know, not just work, and we work a lot. But I think if you're not having fun, you might not be doing it right.
Well, there you go. Said as a true champion. Thank you. That's a great surprise. Like, those are the kind of things. So Carol, what about for you? A surprise.
Pretty much like that. And also, if with Park Lane, you almost have an instant community and it's very supportive and you do make friends and you can travel together, and you've sometimes just off, they're not just work friends. They are real friends. I think that's the real wonder of it, as well as having the opportunity to style women. I think that is such a delight to see a woman who doesn't wear a lot of jewelry and wants to try some of it, and then how she transforms. It's just a joy.
Right on. So one of the surprises for you was really what happened after you made the decision in relationship to having community and people having a different experience with your product than you maybe thought that they would.
Right on.
Thank you so much. And Yvette?
For me, the biggest surprise is being able to work from pretty much anywhere where I would want to. I'm back here in Campbell, California, just to establish more business and building more. But the beauty of it is that I literally can do my work pretty much everywhere, especially because I'm bilingual. So if you add to all of the countries that speak English and all the countries, including Africa, where there's a big community of Spanish speakers, so literally the sky is the limit with the services that I can provide, and I can scale throughout the world to be able to build more peace that we much needed right now.
Mm-hmm. So that's beautiful. And I think also when people step into the world of entrepreneurship, it's pretty interesting, or they step into this business and, you know, you're really focused on usually inner circle, and you hang out for a while and you start to realize that 6 or 7 handshake can really build into other countries and making a major impact. I think that's a common surprise. And then making friends. I've met people, because we did a lot of things online. I've met people in person 2, 3, 4 years after we first met, because we were in different countries. And then we've met sometimes, I'm going to be going to New York next week and meeting people there who I've had a digital relationship with. And we both live in even different countries, and just meeting at the same conference or meeting at the same event. And that is a beautiful thing. Thanks for that reminder. And Holly, yourself.
You know, for me, well, I'm with a company now called Shackley, and we do like holistic stuff, skincare and vitamins and supplements, and also home care. And so the most surprising thing for me is to learn all the things I didn't know I needed to know. Both my kids have asthma, and how the chemicals in my home can trigger those things. And those can be, you know, counteracted by just swapping out simple things in your house, and how chemicals and microplastics, you know, disrupt hormones. And so that's my background is fitness. But as I've gotten older, I'm starting to learn, you know what, what we put in our body and on our skin is just as important as moving our body, and sometimes actually more important. And so being able to help people in that capacity, to help them understand, okay, you know, the things you use around your house, that's impactful. Even the little pods that you stick in your dishwasher, those, or your laundry, those plastics can get into your body. And so just learning those things and how I can kind of like detoxify my life and hopefully make my future better for my children in the, that's been the most surprising, the most rewarding thing. And I'm learning every single day. So I'm truly loving it.
You know, cheers, cheers. I think that's what happens when we step into either learning something new or breaking a new market, or what we do is that how important things, and there's that resonating. I mean, you talk to people in this industry, you know, entrepreneurs that are in their business that are getting up, people in direct sales industry, that whole, you get, and you listen to them talk, the more they learn about their product, like they are so excited, they embody it. You see them, they embody it. They almost can't, you know, they have to refrain their excitement. They're like, oh, did you know that product you're using is neurotoxic? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Because they're learning and you're excited. So finding out about all of the benefits in a company is exciting as well. It's surprising, and yay for you. And Tim, what's been one of the coolest things that's happened to you as a result of this?
Wow, so many, you know, but I'm going to date myself here. 40 years ago-ish, on a trip that I took with my parents down to North Carolina and some other places, I've had the opportunity to meet and listen to some amazing speakers and celebrities. Dave Thomas from Wendy's, got to meet him, got to meet a former president, which was incredible. Pro athletes, football players, hockey players. But one of the coolest was Rudy Rudiker from the movie Rudy. Got to meet him, talk to him, listen to him, get his book. Incredible experience. So those are kind of the surprises, you know, of being in this business. You never know who you're going to see, who you're going to meet.
Yeah. Oh, cheers to that. Cheers to that. Yeah. I think the people that we meet are incredible. And I'm a big believer in saying yes, which is going to go into my next question. Look, you all said yes to this. You're in the mission. But once you've made that initial decision, which has its own, you know, bags of glory or bags of fear, whatever you want to call it. Once you get past that, there's things that your business are going to require from you, right? You almost have this relationship with your business. And I don't know about you, but I do. And sometimes I'm like, are we really going here? Are these decisions that I need to make? And they can be risky. Look, we're called Mission Accepted, and it's not just about taking the mission. It's about staying on the mission. And sometimes you meet yourself. You know, I love the movie Creed. I've watched it a kajillion times. And if it was for that one scene where he takes, you know, this young boxer to, you know, Rocky takes him to the mirror and says, of all the, you know, of all the opponents you're going to have in the ring, that's your main opponent. And it's us, right? It's us. We tend to get up against us. There's people that have had to invest in their business when they didn't have the money. There's people that invested in their business when they didn't have the time. There's people that jumped off, whatever that looks like. Can you please share a moment where you got risky, where, you know, you had to get into it and got risky? You can share the risk and the reward if you want, but what was it that you had to do? What did you come up against that made you decide it's worth staying, going, making that decision? Carol, let's start with you.
Okay. Risk, reward. First of all, yes, I have a relationship with my business, 100%. And the next thing is I, throughout my life in this industry, I met, let's just say, a frog that was really a frog after kissing, no prince. And I was very disenchanted with, and I questioned everything that I had believed about the industry. And I made a change based upon if it was true, how amazing it would be. And I knew that it was a great risk, however I thought I should take it. Mm-hmm. I learned more years ago in that situation than ever before. And I met these amazing people who had done the same thing. They had, like Timothy, been in this for 40 years plus. There was so much reward potential. We met, they created this incredible company that served so many in this new era of network marketing. It's very much affiliate, and you put those things together and it's magical. And it has turned into such a beautiful reward on every level. But there was an enormous moment of growth there that I had to say, oh, wow, I did not make that decision back there again. But it was the getting up from that and the accountability to what I had learned and how to take that forward that has been the greatest gift. So, you know, it's just the truth, you know, you have to grow. And it was incredible.
So what I hear from that is the risk was you had to retrust.
Yes.
Right? You had to retrust, probably retrust yourself in making a business decision. And I think we can, you know, there's times where we've had to retrust. So you had to go through that. That was a, you know, once you're in your business. So I appreciate you sharing that. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And the other Carol, something that a risk that you've taken could be going into a book, could be, you know, getting on the show. It could be like, what is a risk that you've taken once you've been into your business?
A couple of it was being on podcasts and to promote and promoting it and getting out of, I'm really, believe it, by nature, fairly shy, but getting out there, and it forces me to do that. It also going to sell in person. A lot of this now with Park Lane and a lot of companies is selling online, but actually going out, and actually that's more rewarding oftentimes because if you make sales, that's great, but it's actually those relationships you develop, and then you oftentimes get customers from that. But that just that relationship and that interaction is really, really fun. So,
yeah. Awesome, yeah, being seen, right? Being seen in a different way. And I talk about it in my media class. Holly's heard me say it. You know, if there's a sector that's like needs to come more into the whole media thing, you know, I'm always pushing behind people that have things like you do, right? It's a place to be. So Yvette, what about for you? You're in your business, you're doing your deal, and whoo, you've come up against something that feels risky.
Well, the fact of that, the matter that, you know, I have been pretty much, you know, single financially for a long time. You know, I divorced almost 21 years ago. You know, and I did everything that I could in order to be able to move in that direction. I started my business almost 13 years ago, and I was holding on to a job while doing that little by little. And eventually when I was where I saw the possibility of releasing that and then going into more independently. And yes, you know, every day, you know, it feels a little bit risky. But what I do is that I keep connecting with people that are in that field of work, mm-hmm. building their own business. Because the people that are underneath a roof of a job, they just don't understand, you know, their model of vision and how they perceive life is just very different than an entrepreneur. And I learned that from my father. You know, he was an entrepreneur all his life. But there's a reward in that process as well. You know, you know, and I think it's the same if you're under a roof of a job. You know, how many people in the past 2 years in the United States, I don't know, in Canada, have been laid off? Like thousands. Google, 20,000, 30,000, 40, you know, Facebook, all of those companies. And so nothing is, in the reality of life, nothing is certain. You know, and if you manage to learn to live with uncertainty and become flexible enough, I think that you're the one that can make it through life, you know, be more flexible and be able to embrace risk.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Holly.
I think for me, it has been learning that to financially invest in order to grow. You know, my old boss used to tell, well, I think there was a rapper that said, like, scared money don't make money. And I agree with that. Like, so I, from day one, even though I wasn't making a ton, I was willing to invest. So I, you know, would rent out rooms. I would host trainings. I would, you know, when we were a little bit more in person back then, and I would host presentations. And if I see potential in someone and we have an annual conference and they're brand new, I'd fly them out. I would pay for the hotel. So that has really been something. And, you know, sometimes those things don't pay off, but that is really important. And I think it's incredibly important, especially within our industry, because we have to invest. We have to invest in our own learning. We have to invest in our business development. We have to invest in coaches and mentors. And we don't blink an eye at going into a tremendous amount of debt to get a degree that you may never work in. However, you're like, oh, and you know, a couple hundred dollars to invest in my future, and that scares people. So I think just trying to help people to understand that in order for you to move yourself, your life forward, you need to make investments in that life. Mm-hmm. So that's been the biggest one for me.
Yeah, I absolutely. And I think we can all nod our head to that. The class we couldn't afford to take, the, you know, the show, the book, the investment, to go, like all the things require. And, you know, we used to say, I'm not in the field anymore, but I used to have a considerable team, and they'd be like, you know, start to get uncomfortable. And I go, within the when you start to get uncomfortable, you know, you're close to getting a good check. It's just what it is. The more uncomfortable you are, the bigger the check. That was just our tagline, and it worked, and it's true. Well, it was true for us, I will say. So, Tim, what about yourself? Risk? And then I've got a way more fun question for you.
Yeah, you know, we don't hesitate on most. I mean, we do some research in that, but we don't hesitate. Like, you know, I invested $750,000 into a company, and it was like, I got to do this. I got to get this done, and we're going to do it. And I come into a business like this where it's $100,000, $300,000, $500,000. And you think, should I do this? Should I do this? And then I get in, and I love the product, and I love the company, and everything's within the company, but I want more. And then I'm looking at coaches, and I'm debating in my head, am I going to throw $1,000, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 out there? But yes, that was probably the biggest kind of hurdle I overcame was to get people in the industry who were coaches, who were leaders, who had done this before to guide me even more, because I know where I want to go and where I want to be. And that was the biggest hurdle I had, the biggest risk, I guess, which wasn't a risk. It's an investment, right?
Yeah. It's flipping that mindset, like taking it from a risk to an investment, investing in yourself and your business. Okay. So we are coming to that kind of wrap up time. And there's always a question that I ask that's fun and light and cheery and all the things. And it's about, what is the music that you're listening to right now that is, you know, rocking your world? Or, and it could be something from the 70s. It could be something from now. It could be something that you heard last week. While we do that, because you were all in specific, you know, you're all in direct sales in a different industry with maybe a different topic or what have you, without going into the whole piece of it. And I think you all know what I mean. It's kind of like, you know, I'll call on one of you and you can say the music that you love and just say that, because, you know, we're now talking about direct sales and the audience is going to be like, oh, you know, where do I go? Who do I talk to? Just say, you know, hi, Carol, you know, I'm loving, you know, or hi, Deb, Bob Dylan right now, you know what I mean? And my, you know, the people that I serve, the people that are looking for me are having bigger exposure because I'm in media. You can say what your company product is like, or why people come to you. I mean, you've talked about jewelry. So just say what that is. So people, you know, kind of to differentiate that are listening, and then we'll wrap up. All right, Carol.
Okay, I'm with you on the Bob Dylan because of the movie. Wow, is all I can say, just wow. And I am with a company, it's a combination of affiliate marketing and network marketing, and it's membership benefits of many kinds, from personal development, health and wellness, you know, some of my favorite, athletic wear, you name it, stuff that you're already doing at a discounted price, priced for the consumer, not priced for the compensation plan, which is kind of a new deal going on. And save money, become an affiliate, give me a call, and I would love to talk to you.
So you're going with Bob Dylan too?
Is that I'm going with Bob because I can't give it up because of the movie.
Okay, going with Bob Dylan. Okay, great. Thank you. The other Carol, music and people come to you for...
Well, the song I really like right now is from the Bonhoeffer movie called Then I Will by Lauren Daigle. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous song. And it's and I sell Park Lane jewelry. It is high-end costume jewelry. It's made of rhodium and part of the platinum family. Check it out. I put information here. And it's beautiful jewelry, and it's often designer-inspired.
Very cool. Yes, we'll have everyone's information in the show notes, we promise. Yes, Yvette?
What comes to mind that I listen to, it's Christian music. You know, that really uplifts me. I don't have a specific singer. I can think about King and Country. They're mm-hmm. amazing group. Yes. But that lifts me up daily. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And people come to you? Yeah.
What is it?
And people come to you for...
Or workplace conflict resolution, mediation, training in people's skills, leadership skills, what it's called an ombudsperson. I that's my area of expertise.
Yeah. You do well with leaders in direct sales. Mm-hmm. Right. Or because there's so many different personalities, it's good to know how to work with them all. Holly?
Well, this is a hard question because there is literally not a genre of music I don't know.
It's the hardest question you asked on the whole show.
Very hard. This one stressed me out. I'm just saying. But no, right now I'm listening to a lot of classic rock because I'm actually in a rock and roll band. I sing. So that's what I'm listening to right now. A lot of Pat Benatar, you know, that type of stuff. Led Zeppelin. I do a lot of dude songs. And then people come to me for comedy. No, I'm just kidding. They do not come to me for comedy. They come to me mostly for like health needs, you know? So I help people with, you know, literally like any type of health need. So we do a lot of supplements and vitamins and holistic healing. And also they're conscious they're very conscientious about the things that they put in their body and on their body, and also what's around them. So that is what I am focusing on, is helping people stay healthy from the inside out.
Awesome. Right. Okay. And Tim, you're going to be wrapping up this show.
Tough question. I have hip hop playing in my car, but I'm taking Lindy Hop lessons, so big bands of the 40s and 50s, say. That's my music. People come to me, are athletes, people who work out, yoga people, massage therapists, and also people with ailments like neuropathy, arthritis, MS, post-chemo neuropathy, things like that. Yeah. And my company's Dare Vita, and we're going to be huge.
Right on, right on. I love the enthusiasm that happens with entrepreneurs when they believe in something and love something so dearly. So, look, thank you so much all for sharing. We're going to have your information in the show notes. We appreciate you. I want to talk to the audience because I always do. You are now the most healthiest and strongest and inspired audience. And thank you so much. We get our analytics and we just see we're all over the world that we are. And we are rocking it in Ireland and Israel right now, which is incredible. These are the opportunities that happen. And of course, strong in North America and all the things. Look, if you want to be sitting where these wonderful people are sitting, then just reach out. You can do a whole three-part mini series on your topic. You can have a solo show. You can hang out with other people in your sector. It's really cool. And if you haven't heard it, and I'm sure you have, because we have a great following, we have launched the Women Channel. And so whether you are a woman or not a woman, if your audience is women, if the people that are using your products and services are women, you can do a commercial on our channel. You can have your own show. If you want to have your own show, you can have your own show. So if women are your audience, this is the place to have a conversation. So, and you all know that we have the stand up, speak up, and show up. So if you like to share, if you like to share on podcasts, you're probably going to like to share on our online show. And we have opportunities where you can share for 4 or 5 minutes if this is your first step in, or you can command the stage and go bigger and take your nice 20-minute spot and rock your world. And we'll help you do that. So if you want to be seen, if you want to share your story, if you have a story, if you don't share it with us, it doesn't matter. Share it with someone, because we all know that really your story is going to heal somebody else and inspire somebody else. So thank you, guests, for being here today and sharing. Thank you, audience, for being always as cool and groovy as you are. So I'm going to sign off with stay well and be groovy, and we will see you soon.